Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
In a storyline better befitting a melodrama than a popularity vote, Grazer won her second fat bear contest Tuesday by defeating the male behemoth that killed her cub this summer. Grazer beat Chunk by more than 40,000 votes cast by fans watching live cameras at explore.org of Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve. Fans cast votes online for their favorite Chunky competitor in tournament-style brackets that begins with 12 bears. They picked the bear they believe best exemplifies winter preparedness by the fat they have accumulated over the summer feeding on the sockeye salmon that returned to Brooks River. The bears often perch at the top of falls in the river, grabbing leaping salmon out of the air as fish attempt to hurdle the waterfall to spawn upstream. This is where Grazer's cub died after it slipped over the waterfall and was killed by Chunk, perhaps the most dominant brown bear on the river. Grazer fought Chunk in an effort to save the cub, but it later died. The death was captured on live cameras. Another death was captured live by the cameras just last week, delaying the release of the tournament bracket for a day. Bear 402, a female bear that was supposed to be a contestant in this year's contest, was killed by a male brown bear the day the brackets were expected to be released. Grazer had conspicuously blonde ears and a long, straight muzzle, according to her bio page. She is a formidable presence on the Brooks River, the page said. Her fearlessness and strength have earned her respect, with most bears avoiding confrontation. Her other surviving cub from her third litter placed second 2 weeks ago in the Fat Bear Junior contest. It's Fire Prevention Week this week, and the American Red Cross of Alaska is reminding everyone that heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fires. Ensure your family is safe by providing at least 3 feet of space for all heating equipment. This is critical because most home heating fire tragedies occur when flammable items like furniture, rugs, and drapes are too close. In addition, never leave space heaters unattended, as they're involved in most fatal home heating fires. If you must use a space heater, place it on a level, hard, and non-flammable surface, such as a ceramic tile floor. Don't place it on rugs and carpets or near bedding and drapes, and turn it off every time you leave the room or go to sleep. Built-in home heating elements are another area of concern that should be inspected regularly.
Natural gas and propane combustion that we have for forced air heating systems in a lot of the homes around here, a lot of people don't realize that they need to occasionally, probably every 2 to 3 years, have them inspected and have a certified tech come in and make sure that they are combusting properly.
That was Kenai Fire Department Chief Jay Teague. According to Chief Teague, combustion heaters that are not combusting properly can lead to carbon monoxide buildup in homes. You can also help your family stay safe by testing your smoke alarms monthly and practicing your 2-minute home fire escape drill. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor announced on Wednesday that a coalition of 50 attorneys general had reached a settlement with Marriott International Incorporated as a result of an investigation into a large multi-year data breach with one of its guest reservation databases. The Federal Trade Commission, which has been coordinating closely with the states throughout this investigation, has reached a parallel settlement with Marriott. Under the settlement with the attorneys general, Marriott has agreed to strengthen its data security practices using a dynamic risk-based approach, provide certain consumer protections, and make a $52 million payment to the states. Alaska will receive $376,600 from that settlement. Shortly after the breach of the Starwood database was announced, a coalition of 50 attorneys general launched a multi-state investigation into the breach. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.